Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three, which is inexplicable to me because the first 2 hours flew by. But hour number three, listen, this is a time when I'm going to do what we do periodically is take a look around what's happening in our own backyard. I mean, every once in a while, you got to realize that what happens in Montgomery may mean more to you than what happens in D.C. or elsewhere. So, yeah, we like to grab them all up, put them in a batch, and cook them up and call them home fries. Smell them cooking. All right, somebody to help me break some of this down right now is my buddy Jeff Poor. Jeff is the host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile. He's also the editor-in-chief for 1819 News, as well as writing for Breitbart and Lanyap and some others. Jeff Poor, how you doing?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for making time, buddy. I guess, are you on the road? Are you in Montgomery today? What are you doing?
I'm out and about, Fairhope, so not in Montgomery. They wrapped up today, so.
Well, I did see that. In fact, I saw that the House was enjoying a moment playing the I'm Just a Bill, I'm Only a Bill song while a group of kids was in the gallery, and I thought, that means the session's almost over. But, well, let me ask you, man, break it down for me. I've been in court the last 2 days. I'm really in playing catch-up on a few things, but I'm keenly aware that we now have candidates. The runoff elections are over with for Congressional District 2. And from what I'm hearing, Caroline Dobson and Shamari Figures, Mobile weighed in big on this particular run. What are your thoughts?
I think so. Anthony Daniels and Dick Brubaker didn't really get that many votes south of Greenville, which is about an hour south of Montgomery. I don't know that Dick Brubaker ever left Montgomery County this whole runoff time. And I mean, if you look at the vote totals, and he underperformed compared to how he had done in the primary. I think he was dining off a name ID in the primary, but in a runoff, especially this runoff, but this is the only thing on the ballot. I mean, name IDs doesn't really get you there. People will just show up to vote. They're not voting for Trump, and they're like, oh, I know that name, Dick Brubaker. I'm going to mark it. I mean, you're showing up to vote in the AL2 Republican primary. And I just question some of the late moves there. But Caroline Dobson, I mean, still an impressive win either way. She outworked him. I mean, she was literally Katie Britt-esque. She was everywhere the last month. But I'll tell you something, on the Democrat side, we need to be really concerned here. I mean, they way out-turned out. Way out-turned out. Republicans. And I'm just kind of looking at it, Phil, like, Smart Figures has done something that hasn't been done in a long time in the Democratic Party. He has united the divided factions. You know, the Democratic Party has been infighting for like 20 years right?
Oh, yeah. Awful.
He finally united the Joe Reed African-American power structure, longstanding. They've controlled Democratic Party politics, except maybe for a brief hot second while Chris Inglewood was the chairman. But he's united them, and he's united this activist wing. It's made up of, like, Doug Jones types, but also the purple hair proponents of, like, Reed Freely Alabama types, and you know, he's united this Democratic Party, and it's going, he's finally got everybody on the same page behind his candidacy.
That's interesting.
That's something the Republicans are going to have to overcome.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the new district lines are unique, and there was definitely a battle among a lot of candidates from both sides. A couple of things there. I'll tell you this. I know Dick Brubaker was in Mobile. You mentioned that he didn't do enough retail politics down there. I don't know how much he did compared to Caroline Dobson, but at least one point he was on my show calling in from Mobile. So I know what happens. Caroline Dobson, she came on my show recently, and she was great. She sounds very polished, very sharp, like you said, sort of Katie Britt-esque.
I mean, I may be a little facetious when I say I don't really live in Montgomery County, but you look at the map, and he won one county. He underperformed. Wow. Well, maybe he won Macon County too, but that he only had a handful of Republicans show up.
But on what you said, otherwise are you saying that Democrats had a larger vote turnout overall than Republicans did in this race?
Oh, by far.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't even close. Wow. Almost double. Like it was pretty evident.
And this Shamari Figures, by the way, he's not going to be a moderate Democrat. He's a true believer. He worked for the Obama administration, spent some time in D.C. doing consulting, just moved back down recently. His mom is Vivian Figures, who's a state senator, who's extremely liberal and very pro-abortion. So he's going to be, if he gets elected, he's going to be a true firebrand, Raphael Warnock-style Democrat, I would think.
Yeah, Biden administration, Merrick Garland, DOJ. He is your DC institutional Democrat Party operator, if you will. I think the Republicans are going to be a little concerned here. Now, look, Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot. There was no real enthusiasm there. I would be a little concerned right now if I'm Republicans, because if you're on the outside looking, here's the way this works. Senator, and you know this as well as anybody, they're going to need some outside help, I think. And the way these consultants, especially in these other House races around the country, I think they're trying to downplay this race as unwinnable. Come spend money over here in this House race. Don't waste your time in Alabama. It's a fool's errand. Don't do it. And what we need, you know, to have John Wall and some other people in leadership in the Republican Party kind of make the case, hey, no, this is still a winnable seat.
Absolutely it is.
Invest in this seat. You've got to. But there's just these political types, the real clear politics, your Center for Responsive Politics at the University of Virginia. No, this is a D+8 seat. You're not going to win. But it's not really that easy to figure out and handicap this congressional suit.
Wow. Okay. Well, more to come on that one. Hey, listen, I was going to ask you about the workforce development package, and if we have time, I still will. But I got to ask you first about a tweet I just saw from you, and I just retweeted it. So Alabama just bought a bridge? What the heck? What's going on?
So back in the 90s, Tim James built the Pelham Bridge there by the wharf going into Orange Beach. So if you're ever going to the beach in Alabama, guys, when you get to Foley, you got your choice. You go to Freeway, which is Highway 59, and you go by the Allen Malls. You go through all the red lights, you go through the center of Foley, Robertsdale, Oxley, et cetera. Or now there's the Foley Beach Express and now the Baldwin Beach Express. Everything from Buc-ee's, if you know where this I'm talking about, Buc-ee's is south. There's a four-lane highway that goes all the way to Orange Beach, is now owned by the state of Alabama. It was private investment money. It was private money that built this roadway, and it was just to drive traffic to the beach to get traffic to this toll bridge to get people to use the toll. And now the state of Alabama has purchased it for $30 million, I think. And this was a big controversy. If y'all remember the Supreme Court decision, the bridge owner suing Aldot, suing the governor, trying to get in discovery to find out what the discussions were. Were they trying to put the toll company out of business? That's what it looked like. They were building this bridge. Kind of it was called the Bridge to Nowhere, and it was meant to divert traffic
right
away from both the existing bridge on 59 and this toll bridge. And the toll operators would go, well, y'all are just building that bridge to drive us out of business. And certainly I guess they did. Alabama now owns that bridge, and this is kind of a big deal. After Memorial Day, it's going to be a free bridge.
So it's going to be free, or is it going to be still a toll?
Nope, it's going to be free. They're taking down the toll gates.
Wow,
it's going to be free.
And I'll be honest with you, I am shocked by that. I thought sure you were going to tell me the state of Alabama just bought it so they could earn the revenue off the tolls. So you're saying that they're going to turn this into a free bridge?
They're going to turn it into a free bridge, but it's going to be the northbound bridge coming off of the island there, and the new bridge is going to be the southbound bridge. So if you're driving down and you don't take Highway 59, you're going to be taking this, and you're going to be diverted onto the new bridge. It's going to be one way going south, and then this existing toll bridge will be one way going north when it's all said and done.
Is there any, and I don't know that they could, but is there any reason to believe this was forced in any way? I mean, obviously it was voluntary or we would have heard it. There wasn't an eminent domain action being threatened or something like that, was there? Or more efforts to build a bridge that would run them out of business? Did they feel coerced into this?
Well, no. Voluntary? I mean, there was a bridge that was going to run them out of business. I mean, yeah. It was going to be like 2 miles down the canal. And it was going to be free. And if you're, if you're driving and you see free bridge this way, toll bridge that way, which one are you going to pick, right?
Right.
It was going to $5 toll. What are you going to do? It was going to drive them out of business. So, and I always thought that was Cooper's play. John Cooper, the director of the Alabama Department of Transportation, was trying to force them to sell to the state and get a good price for it. And that's what always looked to me like why he was playing hardball with this.
Wow. Wow. All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, we didn't even get into the other stuff because I was fascinated by not only CD2 in the election, but Alabama bought a bridge. Okay. Well, at least the infrastructure is already built. They don't have to use our gas. Wait. Are they using our gas tax money to buy that bridge, you reckon?
That's a good question. I don't know that. They may bond it, but they may be using gas tax money. Yeah, for sure.
That's a great question. Did we just incur the debt for this purchase, or did we buy it from a private entity, or did we just use gas tax revenue?
What's $30 million to the Alabama Department of Transportation, though, when they're spending $1 billion for the West Alabama corridor?
Yeah, but didn't your – I'm going back to it right now. Didn't your text say or tweet say that it was $60 million? I could have sworn.
I need to go back and look. I must be dreaming. But either way, if it's less than whatever it is, then is it? I mean, this is a rounding error. Like I said, yeah. Other road project, the one in Birmingham, it seems like a good price to me.
It's $60 million, by the way. I just found it. It's 60.
Yeah. Okay. So $57 million. That's what it was. Okay. According to the governor's press release.
Good Lord.
But that seems. That doesn't seem like that much money in a highway budget.
Yeah, Butters has that in his pants pockets right now. Nobody does. All right, man. Hey, appreciate you. 1819 News. You can find him at 1819news.com. He is the editor-in-chief, as well as, by the way, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, see you. That's news. By the way, that news just broke, literally, while I was on the air. So... there you have it. All right. Hey, listen, we got more of this. I got some home fries to cook up for you after the break. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.